Like every Monday, my husband goes to the pool after work. And like every Monday, I cook more nervously than on other nights. I'm agitated. I'm impatient with the children. I cut myself preparing the meal. I overcook the meat. When my husband is absent, the house resounds less, like a piano whose soft pedal is engaged. The sound comes out muted. Domestic life loses variation and intensity. It's as though someone's placed an enormous lid over our roof. I turn on the porch light, then the lights in the kitchen and the living room. From the street, our house looks like a gift shop glowing in the darkness. It's just the welcoming sight that I want my husband to find upon his return. Once the children are in bed, I watch TV for a few minutes, but all I see is women who are waiting, just like me. They are eating yogurt, driving a car, or spritzing themselves with perfume. But what sticks out to me is what's happening out of frame. They are all waiting for a man. They're smiling. They seem active and busy. But in reality, they are just killing time. I wonder whether I'm the only one to notice the universal women's waiting room. It's time. My husband will be home any minute. I go to the library looking for a novel to create a certain look. I don't want him to find me waiting in front of a screen. Marguerite Duras will be perfect for tonight. I read The Lover for the first time when I was 15 and a half. I remember only a few images. The humidity, the sweat, the fluids, the blinds. The Mekong, a girl my age I didn't identify with at all. Too detached, too negative. Whether at 15 or at 40, for me, sex without emotion has never been appealing. Even so, one phrase from the book has always stayed with me. I've never done anything but wait outside the closed door. I had a funny feeling that I'd already read it somewhere. First, I underlined it with a pencil. I had never written on the page of a book before, so this seemed like a very serious gesture. Then, since this still seemed insufficient, I copied the line down in a notebook. At 18, I thought about getting it tattooed on my shoulder blade. Years later, I realized that the phrase wasn't from my past, but from my future. It was not a reminiscence, but a premonition. I've never done anything but wait outside the closed door. Legs carelessly folded beneath me, a cup of hot tea within reach, and my book open at random as I am unable to actually read a single line, I await my husband. The living room light is too aggressive. I turn on a lamp, light two candles, and quickly resume my position. From my spot on the sofa, I can see the door reflected in the large entryway mirror. I keep watch for the moment the doorknob finally turns. It's a common event, a husband returning from work. It happens so often that people stop noticing it. Their focus is on other things, increasingly late hours with each promotion, a meal they don't want to ruin, the children who need to be tucked in. They get used to it, and their attention drifts elsewhere. But I continue to prepare for it each night. I've never stopped noticing. 9:20 p.m. I check my pulse in the hollow of my wrist. Accelerating heart rate, rising blood pressure, state of alarm. A glance in the mirror. My pupils are dilated. I can almost feel the adrenaline spreading through my amygdala. I can almost feel it pulsing, that little almond in my skull, pulsing and spreading its stress signals. I take several deep breaths to try to calm down. 9:25 p.m. I am ready, alert. I run my hand through my hair. My blowout is perfect. I feel the powder on my face, the subtle pink blush on my cheeks. Tonight, I am divine, and I know it. Beautiful, but relaxed. Beautiful, but seemingly effortless. Discreet, but elegant makeup. Tight dark jeans and a loose-fitting pale blue blouse. A blouse with buttons to entice my husband to unbutton it. To reveal my lace lingerie, run his hand over my chest, slide my jeans down my thighs, lie me down on the sofa. I want him to dote on me, to take his time, a long time, to spare no effort. Who wouldn't want to do such things to me? I wait, I hope, and my heart races. 9:30 p.m. My husband is on time. His car headlights illuminate sections of the house, announcing his arrival. The car door slams in the street, the first real sign of his return. The mailbox opens and closes with a metallic clang, second sign. Finally, the sound of the key in the lock, final sign, the third knock on the theater stage before the curtain rises. 3, 2, 1. My inner monologue quiets down. All that remains is the uncontrollable beating of my heart. The front door opens. Let the night begin.